Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. And welcome to episode 601 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. This is a show today where I'm going to be reminding you about the importance of career pathing when you're interviewing and evaluating firms at the time you get an offer. These days, I think a lot of people have gotten sloppy about checking into that, judging by what I'm hearing in my coaching sessions. I hope you find this helpful, and I hope you subscribe to the show and subscribe to my other one, which is called Job Search Radio. That's in iTunes, Stitcher, and WebTalkRadio.net. It's different content Monday through Friday designed to help you find work more quickly. Now, with that, let's get going. And I want to talk with you about a criteria that fewer individuals are using when they evaluate job offers. And, you know, it's important to consider the money. It's important to consider the benefits. And I want to point this one out because it was a mistake that I made early in my career. I just want to make sure that you guys avoid it in yours. And that's look at retirement planning. Now, you may be 22 at this point, and retirement is 100 years from now. But the fact of the matter remains, it can be free money that when compounded over the course of your career, it's going to be money that you're going to use and need. And trust me when I say this, I wish I had done it differently myself. So with that being the case, here's another thing that people need to look at when they evaluate offers, and that is career pathing. You know, when a firm talks with you about a job offer, you've interviewed about the job that they have today. And you need to also ask, 2-3 years from now, where am I going to be? You know, what sort of options will exist for me if I do a great job? You know, what does this firm normally do to rotate people in the organization? Now, this is important because think about it for a second. If you were to do the same job for the next 5 years of your life, 15 years of your life, 40 years of your life, I think you'd want to put a bullet in your head. And, you know, I know from experience that as a recruiter, you kind of do the same thing over and over again. And one of the reasons I do these videos is to keep it fresh. Because all day long, I'm staring at resumes, I'm talking to people, I'm doing business development to open up new accounts, I'm responding to customer inquiries, I'm negotiating salaries for people, you know, all the same tasks. So what I set out to do is to create a little bit of freshness. So I start to write books, do videos, do podcasts, do a whole host of things to make my work more interesting to me, because the job of a recruiter is extremely repetitive. Do you want to be in the position where you're doing this same job for 40 years? No change whatsoever? I don't think so. So ask them about career pathing. Ask them about where you can go a few years from now. No guarantees, obviously, but what's their pattern of rotating people into newer opportunities? So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles, all my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.